What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to The Point for April 9th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Thursday was an illuminating and depressing day in the long-running national conversation about gun control in America. The biggest news of the day was that President Joe Biden signed several executive orders, all designed to ban things like so-called ghost guns, which can be built at home from individual parts purchased off the internet. In signing what are admittedly small measures that skirt the edges of the broader issue of guns in society, Biden nodded to the need for Congress to go bigger. As he put it, "They've offered plenty of thoughts and prayers, members of Congress, but they have passed not a single new federal law to reduce gun violence. Enough prayers, time for some action." Meanwhile, in Tennessee, the state's governor, Republican Bill Lee, signed legislation into law that allows anyone 21 or older to carry a handgun without a permit. Tennessee now joins 18 other states that have permitless carry gun laws. The NRA was a strong supporter of the Tennessee measure. As Governor Lee tweeted, "I signed constitutional carry today because it shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their Second Amendment rights." Later Thursday, a gunman killed one person and injured five more, several critically, in a shooting at a cabinet manufacturing company in Bryan, Texas. That incident was the 10th mass shooting this week, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Hours after the Texas shooting, Ted Cruz, one of the state's two senators, tweeted this: "The right to keep and bear arms is fundamental for preserving our liberty. The answer is not to restrict the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. The answer is to go after violent criminals and come down on them like a ton of bricks." So let's get to the point. Thursday was the perfect encapsulation of America's gun debate. Even as President Biden was signing executive orders on guns, Tennessee loosened its gun controls, and we had our 10th mass shooting of the week. And that is The Point for April 9th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you'd like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker, or follow us wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss an episode.